It's November at Lambeau Field. The games get bigger, and these are our final thoughts. Okay, Mike, what's at stake?
What's at stake is getting back on track. It's that simple, really. The Packers have lost two straight. You're embarking on a stretch here of four consecutive division games in a span of 19 days. You're in a dead heat at the top of your division right now. This is the time to right the ship.
Yeah, and there's more at stake than style points or righting the ship. This is a division game, and it's going to go to the division title race. It's going to go to the tiebreaker for everything because it's also an NFC game. I mean, this game could end up deciding the whole shooting match. Mike, your player to watch.
I say it's running back James Starks. He's the player Mike McCarthy labeled the new number one running back for this offense. He had a big game last week in Carolina with three screen passes that went for big yardage. He also had a 100-yard game against San Diego, a 95-yard game against the Seahawks. He's the new number one guy. Eddie Lacy will still play, but James Starks is the guy to watch.
And Starks could turn out to be the rabbit that Eddie Lacy needs to chase, maybe, if you know what I mean.
Could be.
Okay, my player to watch is Demarius Randall, the rookie cornerback, and it's because he's the fast-rising guy on a defense that is not on the rise. At least it hasn't been in recent weeks. Not too long ago, the Packers' pass defense was number four in the league, and now it's number 23. If you want to get home with your pass rush, you've got to cover. And the Packers did not hold their coverage in Carolina, but who was it that made the play at the end of the game that almost saved the day? Demarius Randall. That's two interceptions in consecutive games. He had a big pass defense that saved the game against San Diego. I'm really counting on this guy, especially if Sam Shields can't go.
Yeah, and you really like the way Randall made that play in the fourth quarter after a rough game on defense for the entire unit. He gave up some plays in the game against Carolina, but he made that big play down the stretch, and the Packers are going to need those kind of plays.
Mike, the Packers win if they convert third down.
Right.
Third down goes to everything. It goes to sustaining drives, which goes to scoring points. It goes to time of possession, which goes to denying points. And, you know, Mike, the Packers have a 35-minute time of possession deficit in the last four games. I don't think I've ever covered a team that has been down 35 minutes in possession time over a four-game, one-month period, so to speak.
And that speaks to the drop in the defensive rankings that you mentioned in the last segment.
Absolutely. This third down thing is, this is the crux of the whole matter. They have got to convert third down.
All right, and I'm going to say two things. The Packers win if they get off to a faster start, 17-0 against the Broncos, 27-7 at halftime against Carolina. That's not the way you can be starting football games. The other thing I'll say is the Packers will win if they cover Calvin Johnson. I take nothing away from Golden Tate. He's a very accomplished receiver who's capable of a big game. But Calvin Johnson is the guy who the Packers face him twice a year for all these years. He had a 200-yard game out here just a few years ago. The way the Packers didn't defend the deep ball very well against Carolina, I expect the Lions to take their shots deep, and I think it's going to be Calvin Johnson is the guy the Packers have to keep in check.
Sunday's going to be a good game. What else do we have for the readers?
Well, we will have all your post-game stories and videos, also live streaming the press conferences of head coach Mike McCarthy and quarterback Aaron Rodgers after the game, during the game. Quarter-by-quarter updates, your scoring recap in the blog. Send Vic here your questions for Ask Vic Halftime. Larry McCarron will have his one-on-one with the head coach after the game. And all the rest of your post-game coverage on Packers.com. It's cold and windy. Let's get out of here. Thanks for watching, everybody.